What's going on, people? First off, I want to talk about the new Venom trailer. Now, I ain't gonna lie, I really enjoyed the first movie, and I have a funny feeling this next one, I'm gonna enjoy even more. So, you know, I think, honestly, as much as I love Venom, Carnage, aka Woody Harrelson, and Woody Harrelson, I've liked him for a very long time. So for them to just to cast him for that role, I just thought, okay, you know, I don't know how it's going to work, but I know it's going to work. Because I really, just about anything that Woody is in, I mean, it's good. It's believable. I mean, and that's going to bring me to my next review too. But, you know, before I get to it. The trailer, though, looks awesome. And what I'm gathering from the trailer, it looks like Carnage gets his powers from biting Venom, you know. Okay, you know, sounds interesting to me. So, yes, the trailer definitely looks entertaining. It definitely shows you a lot, but I'm sure there's still a lot that you haven't seen. And violent? Yeah, I would say it looks a little violent, you know. Just by watching the trailer, I would say it looked pretty violent. Now, I ain't gonna lie, the first Venom, though, you know, it was PG-13, but whoo, I would have pushed more towards a slight rated R. But you know, who am I? And I'm guessing that's the way this one's gonna be too. I mean, this is PG-13 too, but yeah, okay, you know, feed that to someone else, which I'm fine with it, but you know. I don't know. Next thing you know, Deadpool's just PG-13 too. Bullcrap, you know. But it is what it is. So, but yeah, I'm definitely excited about the new Venom movie. It don't come out until this fall sometime. I forget exactly when, but, you know, we got a few more months for that. But I definitely think as long as everything in the world is going good, that movie should do really good. So, with that being said, what I was going to say about Woody is I've been watching a show of his too, which is True Detective. Him and Matthew McConaughey, they, I believe, directed the whole series, but they're only in the first season, which, I don't know. I don't like that, but, you know, it is what it is. And I ain't going to lie, the second season so far is not as good as the first season, but whatever. The first season, though, wow. I would say that's probably one of the better shows. That I don't honestly think it was better than Mayor of Easttown. I will say that. That Mayor of Easttown definitely caught me by surprise. But this one did too. But I guess just because it's got two big-name actors, that how can you really expect anything different? You know, Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey. I mean, come on. That's some pretty big star power. That's good enough for a big blockbuster movie to me. I mean, you just got them two actors in it, and, you know, you're good. Should be. But, yeah, that whole first season, though, wow. You know, the acting, the lines. Man, I need me something to drink. Anyways, yeah, I highly recommend it, though. If you got HBO Max, check out True Detective. Now, I'm watching season two. It's got Vince Vaughn in it. And so far, so good. I'm not feeling it as much as the first one. But it's still good. I do still plan to finish it. So, I would say I definitely, you know, recommend that show. Okay, now on to the even bigger news. Today is going to be the drop of The Suicide Squad. Now, I ain't gonna lie, I'm looking forward to that. And it's something I just realized when I was looking at my IMDb page, not my personal page, I don't have one. But today is James Gunn's birthday. I just thought, well, did they plan that or what? If not, then that is just, I'm sure when they told him, hey, August 5th, that's the day we're going to put it out, he was probably like, okay, cool. Because that is his birthday. you know, happy birthday, James Gunn. I'm sure he's not listening to this, but if he did, happy birthday, James. And what a birthday gift, you know, to have your movie, your first movie for DC, which from what I'm hearing is he's knocking it out of the park. So I don't really want to touch too much on that, but, you know, I haven't seen it yet because, you know, I'm nobody. So later on today, I will be watching it, and more than likely tomorrow, you'll hear about it. So, but I'm definitely looking forward to it. I love James Gunn. I love all the Guardians movies. He's different, you know, definitely different, but I love it, you know. And then there was that one movie, what was it that he did? I hate when I do that. I start talking about something that I should have probably just, you know, looked into it before I started talking about it. But it was a James Gunn movie that he did. It was for Warner Brothers, too. But it was where the little boy, I'm going to look it up this way. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Man, can't believe I did this. Well, heck, it's not even on there. I don't know. Anyways, though, I would imagine you know what I'm talking about. Where the little boy is almost like a Superman type kid, but, you know, turns to the dark side, we'll just say. And it was good. It was really good. I just cannot believe that it's not listed on here. How is that not listed? Huh. Okay, well, I know he did it. Anyways, it was a very good movie. It was very dark. I guess I ain't going to talk about that one too much more since I can't figure out what the daggone name of it is. So, I don't know. Anyways, I'm hyped for the new Guardians. I am hyped for the new Guardians of the Galaxy movie. But that ain't going to be out for a couple more years. Oh, and speaking of that, they did say they're going to do a holiday special. And that's coming out next year. And he said that it will be canon to, you know, to the rest of the movies. So he said, definitely check it out, which, I mean, you know, if you got Disney Plus, no problem. You know what I mean? So that ain't no biggie. So anyways, the Suicide Squad, I'm excited for it. I hope you are excited for it. If you ain't, then I don't know what. So, you know, I don't know. More to come on that. You know, I guess I'm just like blabber now. So, I'm done. I'm going to try and do some longer episodes, but something, I don't know. Some reason I ain't been able to. Maybe I will in the future. I don't know. Anyways, I'm done.